It's the afternoon cruise here on Jazz 88, and folks, it is Art of World weekend. That means there's a lot of music coming up in Northeast Minneapolis throughout this weekend, including the Whirligig, which is a multi-day event over at Indie Brewing. And I'd say it's one of the stages, one of the areas that is most focused on jazz. There's a lot of great jazz-friendly acts throughout the weekend, including on Friday night, my friends who are here in the studio from Purple Funk Metropolis. It's Andrew and Andrew. We have our bass player, Andrew. And can you say hi, Andrew, and share your last name?
Hey, guys. My name's Andy or Andrew Shupp.
All right. And then we have Andrew, the saxophone player. What's your last name, Andrew?
Andrew Tompton.
Andrew Tompton. Mm. I like it. Now, is this what happens in band practice? Is somebody like, hey, Andrew, do you just know which one, or do you guys have a designated nickname?
He goes by Andy.
Okay. Yeah. So we got Andy on the bass and Andrew on the saxophone.
Yep. Yeah.
For introduction's sake, though, it's kind of easy to do Andrew.
Yeah.
We're just, just call us Andrew, and there's a pretty good shot that one of us will answer.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are playing on Friday night. Your set is at 7:45. You're in between two great Minneapolis bands, Vile and Gully Boys. And I've had the joy of seeing Purple Funk Metropolis a number of times. You guys bring it live. You have an incredibly funky, compelling energy on stage, what comes out of the speakers and also the vibe that's on stage. Andrew, you're kind of sitting at the front of the stage with your work as a saxophone player. What do you love about playing with this band?
I've been playing with these guys for so long that I feel like every time we play together, it just feels more and more natural, and it gets better, and we all just sort of have a better time as a result. We've been getting more and more comfortable with each other musically, and I think it just sort of we work together better and better every time we play, whether it's just for fun or we're recording something or playing a show. So it's really cool to sort of just live in the moment while we're playing and realize all the places we've been along the way and sort of how we've grown from day one until now, and just sort of soak it all in, you know?
Well, that's great. A little victory lap, because y'all really do sound, especially on this new album, The Golden Goose, which was released in late 2021. That's right. It sounds like y'all know who you are. And Andy, I wanted to ask you about that. The songwriting process. This is a band where it seems like the mission statement is let's make funky, original music. But somehow I feel like if you drop me into one of your tunes, I kind of could be able to tell that it is Purple Funk Metropolis, even though there's not always a discernible, like, lead vocalist. That's not really your thing. How do you guys maintain your identity in songwriting?
It's pretty easy because this other Andrew over here is the mastermind behind the whole operation.
Oh, this is not a democracy. This is Andrew calls it. You write all the bass lines and write them out in bass clef and tell him exactly how he's got to play them.
I think it's a healthy democracy, wherein
so humble. He holds my fingers and
I think it's easy when let's say for example I'll create a demo and I've got a rough bass line or an idea for a guitar part or whatever, sort of already planned out. You know, the song structure is there, but when I bring it to the guys, I can sort of show it to them and without any ego involved, just be like, this is the bass line I had in mind, but if you feel like something else could be cooler, like, please do that, you know? And I feel like I was talking about earlier with just being great friends with these guys and like being so comfortable with them, it's like that has become really organic and like healthy in that regard. And I think that sort of comes through where we all just are able to try stuff in the moment and sort of at rehearsal or whatnot, and sort of makes for a better tune at the end of the day.
Yeah, so it's like a scaffolding, and then we add our personality.
Well, I hear the personality throughout the project. You are tuned in to Jazz 88. We're doing the afternoon cruise, and we're with two gentlemen from Purple Funk Metropolis. They're playing on Friday night. They're going to be over at Indeed Brewing for night one of Art of World. And this is an event. If you've never been to Art of World, A, maybe you haven't lived here for like 3 years because it's been COVID canceled. It got kind of rained out. I just have had this weekend circled on my calendar for all the great entertainment that's happening. And I'm really psyched about catching Purple Funk Metropolis on Friday night. To either Andrew, what do y'all love about doing an outdoor show? Like, what is the energy you get in particular from that type of setting?
Well, I personally just love the outdoors. So, I don't know. Indeed is such a good spot. Yeah. There's just so much going on. You got the cobblestone streets. It's just
dogs. The vibe is right. Dogs on leashes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you guys are just feeling it.
Yeah, totally.
Now, I really dig the album Golden Goose. It also seems Are y'all like kind of funnier than you used to be? It seems like a little more just like joyous, which usually bands get less and less fun. Like the first title will be called like Chocolate Spaghetti. And then like by the fourth album, it's like Visions of the Future.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing the reverse thing? Are you getting funner as a band?
Definitely. Yeah.
Way to go. That's so hard.
We're much funnier people now. Yeah. Yeah, we started off super, super serious.
That's how you pick the name Purple Funk Metropolis.
Exactly, yeah.
Andrew and Andy, thank you for stopping by. Purple Funk Metropolis is hitting on Friday night over at Indeed Brewing. If you've not had the joy of hearing Purple Funk Metropolis live, you can fix that on Friday night. And if you've not had the joy of hearing them in the studio, you can fix that right now. We're going to press play on their tune, Dance Party for the Ages. Gentlemen, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.